Well, good morning, everyone. Good to see all of you, both of you, and see. I expected today would be just a little bit down, and let me address that for just a minute while we're on it. I know that some of our assisted living and independent living places have kind of put them all, they're keeping them in and not letting them out. And they're also not letting us in to go see them unless it's completely an emergency or something like that. So we're missing several of our Cumberland Village folks. I know over at Harbor Chase, Mom is not able to get out right now. And Pepper Hill and some of the others as well, I think, they just kind of got places on lockdown right now. So anyway, that's to be expected. I think that we're probably going to see even a little more of that as time goes by in the near future. As far as Cornerstone is concerned, we're going to continue to be business as usual until something tells us that we can't. And, you know, obviously, if you are in a situation to where you're not feeling well or you have a cough or a fever, you know the symptoms. I mean, it's all over the news. I don't have to tell you what these symptoms are. But if there's something like that that's going home, stay home. It's okay. It's all right. We would prefer that you just stay in and get through it and not bring it with you. And we certainly don't want to contract it, and we don't want to give you something that you're going to contract. So just make sure that you do. But in the meantime, you know, those of us that are coming, I've been informed by Mr. Phipps that there are certain alternative greetings that we can use. Well, those of course are one. You have the elbow bump. You got the actual 70s doodah bump. You know, you got that you can do. And there's just the normal things, but there's one that's called Tibetan. Did I say that right? Tibetan greeting. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Why are you turning around? Tibetan. All right. The Tibetan greeting, you got to look at me, because this is going to catch some of you off guard. I'm not being disrespectful. But the Tibetan greeting is simply this. But the key to it is, the further you stick your tongue out, the more respect you have for the person you're...
Okay.
Let's
all stand up and greet each other.
There you go. Y'all are a mess, my goodness. He likes that greeting. And then, of course, you also have the Asian or the Japanese bow you can use. And that's also totally acceptable. So make sure that you have those greetings in your repertoire. Try to limit as much contact as you can. If I haven't shaken your hand today, I'm just going to tell you that's on purpose. I love you. I do. But I'm not going to touch you. Now, you're not going to touch me unless it's an accident. So, but anyway, but we can still love each other at least for the next few weeks without hugging necks. Okay, Hospitality Committee, we're meeting this afternoon right after church over in Bill's classroom right over here. And so those of you who are involved in that, make sure that you stick around for a few minutes for that. And a couple other things, too, that I want to mention in all seriousness. This year we're going to have an Easter sunrise service. So if, hey, good stuff. So if you've never been a part of one of these, it's quite a moving service. It really can be. We'll try to meet out under the all-weather entrance here. Now, I'll get you some times. We still got a couple of weeks before we have to really address that. But what the original plan is we will have the sunrise service, and then hospitality will be talking to some of you about some breakfast things. We're going to come in and have breakfast together, and then we'll go into our Sunday school and worship service together. Okay, so just keep that on your plate. It's coming up, so we want to do that. Also, our shoe donations continue to come in. I'm seeing those back there. Let's see. Carolyn Lucky, who is not here today due to being in that area over there, no Bible study over at Windham House for the next few weeks. So if you are accustomed to going there, that'll resume soon. And then, of course, we have the Gifts Ministry still scheduled for Saturday, and we have the Ladies Joy Ministry still scheduled for this coming Saturday. Yes? Okay. Okay. We can come to your house and... Van can cook. Yeah. Oh, that's right. Scratch that. We don't want Bill to be cooking, so scratch that. No, he'll get in touch with you. I'm just teasing. So anyway, nothing like inviting yourself, right? Annie Armstrong offering, $2,000. We've collected just a little piece of that so far, but that offering does continue to go through the end of April. So make sure that you're tuned into that. And that's what I had marked today. Is there any other things that we need to be announcing or talking about this morning? Anything that I've missed? Don't hesitate to speak up if I've missed something. Okay, very good. Well, let me say this. In light of several people being out today, just kind of pay attention to the order of worship if you want to, but don't rely on it today, okay? Because some things are going to change, and that'll be okay as well. So, well, let's pray together. Lord, thank you for the day. We just thank you so much for your love, mercy, and your blessings. And just know that you're with us, even amidst this coronavirus, Father, that's being spread and passed. And it's just such a wide-range panic right now. And we just pray, Father, that people will realize that you're in control and that you love us throughout all of this. And that this is not taking you by surprise in any stretch of the imagination. So we just pray, Lord, that you will give us a sense of peace and a sense of hope. Just knowing, Lord, that you're in control. So bless our service today. We thank you and we love you and we give you praise for what you're going to do in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's stand together. This is today the Lord's made. So let's rejoice and be glad in it. Let's sing together. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. That the Lord has made. We will rejoice. We will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord hath made. Let's sing that again. Here we go. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord hath made, that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Let's remain standing. Let's go on to sing some of our praise music. But come, now is the time to worship. This is a good song. Let's sing it together. Here we go. Ready? Come, now is the time to worship. Come. The time to give your heart. Come just as you are to worship. Come just as you are before your God. Come. One day, let's sing it. One day he will bow. Still the greatest treasure remains for those who gladly choose you now. Come, now is the time to worship, to give. Come, now is the time to give. Just as you are to worship, come, just as you are before your God, come. Amen. Let's sing this great song. It's called All Hail King Jesus. Morning star. eternity, I'll sing your praises, and I'll reign with him throughout eternity. Let's sing it again. All hail, all hail, King Jesus. All hail, Emmanuel, King of kings, Lord of lords, bright morning star. And throughout eternity, I'll sing his praises, and I'll reign with him throughout eternity. Yes, I will. We'll shout to the Lord as well. Let's sing this together. My Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is none like you. All of my days I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love. My comfort, my shelter, tower of refuge and strength, let every breath, all that I am, never cease to worship you. Sing it out. Shout to the Lord, all the earth. Let us sing. Power and majesty, praise to the King. Mountains bow down, and the seas will roar at the sound of your name. I sing for joy at the work of your hands. Forever I'll love you, forever I'll stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have in you. Let's sing this again. My Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is none like you. All of my days I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love. My comfort, my shelter, tower of refuge and strength, let every breath, all that I am, never cease to worship you. Shout to the Lord, all the earth, let us sing. Power and majesty, praise to the King. Mountains bow down, and the seas will roar at the sound of your name. I sing for joy at the work of your hands. Forever you, forever I'll stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have in you. And all God's people said, amen. You may be seated. Thank you.
Not have known that it was time for me to get up here had it not been for this TV telling
Sorry
me.
About
so.
That, bro. just come when you want to. That'll be all right.
I want to say a couple of things about what's happened this week, but I want you to think about how important this Bible is. There's a story in there that it always bows me down about Joseph. Joseph was just a young lad, and he was sold by his brothers. Now, there was eight in our family, and I can't imagine my brothers and sisters selling me into slavery. I also can't imagine that I wouldn't come out of that very angry. However, Joseph did not do that. He was humbled, he trusted God, and great things happened to him. So in this Bible, there's all kind of stories like that, that just, it makes for good reading. But one of the things this week, pandemonium has taken over the world. I mean, we're scared to death of this little virus. And maybe it is bad, I don't know. But I'm going to trust in God to take care of me. And I'm not going to panic and rush out and buy toilet paper that I don't need right now. But think about the panic that's going on, mainly because people don't know and trust a living Savior. So, let's bow in prayer, if you will. Dear Heavenly Father, but you came down to earth, died on the cross for our sins, and the least we can do is to honor you for all of our days. Give us the strength to deal with this problem that is ravaging the guide, but it doesn't seem to be hurting that many people. Guide us, dear Father, and help us to trust in you for everything that we need. We know that you'll supply if we only ask. Guide us and have your will in our lives, dear Father, and as we come to this part of the service where we can give back a portion of our earnings to you, I pray, dear Father, that the leaders of this church will use the money wisely, and that your name will be honored through everything that we do. And I pray for our congregation today, dear Father, that if there's any illness, and we know that there are cases where people are struggling, I pray that you'll deal with each individual and bring them through this and we'll be stronger for everything that you do for us. I pray for our president, our leadership, our senators, our congressmen. I pray that they will address this and do the right things and come together and agree on what we need to do as a country. Have your will in our lives, dear Father, and I'll give you all the praise. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Let's stand together. Let's sing another great hymn called Footsteps of Jesus. I love this one. Let's sing it together. Sweetly, Lord, have we heard Thee calling, come follow me. And we see where Thy footprints falling, lead us to Thee. Footprints of Jesus that make the pathway glow. We will follow the steps of Jesus where'er they go. Though they lead o'er the cold, dark mountains, seeking His sheep, or along by Siloam's fountains, helping the weak. Footprints of Jesus that make the pathway glow. We will follow the steps of Jesus where'er they go. If they lead through the temple, we preach, or in homes of poor and lowly, serving the Lord. Footprints of Jesus that make the pathway glow. We will follow the steps of Jesus where'er they go. Then at last, when on high He sees us, our journey done, we will rest where the steps of Jesus end at His throne. Footprints of Jesus that make the pathway glow. We will follow the steps of Jesus where they go. Amen. You may be seated. Take just a few minutes. We're going to kind of forego our fellowship time this morning in lieu of everything that's been going on. And earlier this week, I saw where Franklin Graham had come back. We just a few months ago, we had a National Day of Prayer praying for the presidency and all of those things. Boy, he went through some trials, but he's still going through some trials. But you know, he's doing okay, and so we want to continue to remember him. But Franklin has asked us again that if we would do that as a corporate church, to have some time to go into prayer specifically for the virus itself, the folks that are trying to figure out how to combat it, the ones that have been infected, the ones that have been exposed, and all of those things. So we want to take some time this morning and do that. What we generally do on Wednesday nights is we have our Bible study. If you come, you know that. If you haven't been, then what we do is we have a Bible study, and then we'll just open it up for just prayer. So, and if you feel led to pray, you pray, and if you don't, that's okay. I'll close this in a few minutes, and I want to open the altar. The altar is right here, and this is something that we need to pray for. You know, it's just the fear that's been instilled in people is just unprecedented in this case, if you ask me. And if you got my email earlier in the week, you'll see the scripture there that I referenced. God's not the author of confusion. He's not. He doesn't give us a spirit of fear. He gives us a spirit of power and love and trust. Y'all know the scripture there. So that's what we need to lean on. We need to rest and assured that Jesus is taking care of us through this. Again, none of this has caught Him by surprise. He knows exactly what it is. So I think we need to pray for all of the things that are contributing to it, even our media folks who just seem to be continuing to make it boil. And that's what they do. I get it. But anyway, we just need some positive stuff going on out there. So Anyway, I would ask you this morning, we're going to take as long as it takes to do that. And if you feel led to pray this morning for any of those things, that I would encourage you to do that. And I'll close this out here in just a few minutes. I'm just going to ask Jeannie to play something softly. I'm not going to bring you a microphone or anything at all, but if you feel led to pray, you may go ahead and pray. Lord, you're good. We know you're good. We know that you're in control, and we trust you. So, Father, for this time of prayer that we've had today, we're just so grateful for that, just the freedom to be able to do that where we are. Just so grateful, Lord, that your ears are always tuned in to us, that you hear us, that you have our best interest in mind, at heart. Father, we just know that you care about us and love us. So, Father, we don't know the reason that these things are going on, but again, we know that this is no surprise to you. And we know, Father, that you're in control of the beginning, the middle, and the end. So we just pray, Father, that you help us to trust, help us to live fearless, and live in love and in step with you. In Jesus we pray. Amen. Amen. Miss Vicki, if I could get you to come down, I'll get you set up here, okay?
I was going to hold that too. I don't even need it. I think since we're in the season of Easter, we would try to get off the coronavirus and on to God and know that He is risen, He's alive, and He's going to take care of us. And we have to believe that. Jesus said that he would die and rise up in 3 days. He didn't need a monument to mark his resting place. When Calvary's crucifixion hours at last were finally through, they put his broken body in somebody else's tomb. He didn't use it for long, that old grave made of stone, for it only took 3 days, and Jesus walked out all alone, arising victorious, like he said he would do. That is why the Savior only borrowed the tomb. Satan was defeated there, the power of death denied. For nothing on this earth could ever hold the King inside. He broke the bonds of hell and left behind an empty room. And still today nobody is inside that empty tomb. He didn't use it for long, that old grave made of stone, for it only took 3 days, and Jesus walked out all alone, arising victorious, like he said he would do. That is why the Savior only borrowed the tomb. He lives, he lives. Jesus lives today. The sting of death forever gone. God's children now can say, we can say, He didn't use it for long. That old grave made of stone only took 3 days, and Jesus walked out all alone, arising victorious like He said He would do. That is why the Savior only borrowed the tomb. And that is why the Savior only borrowed the tomb. He lives.
Amen.